Colonel Maxwell, take a look at this. I'm getting a signal. It's coming in from lunar orbit, but there are no other readings. It can't be a ship. We've nothing out there.
We'll try hailing them. I'll see if the signal matches anything.
This is Hampson Station. Please identify yourself. Just the ID, please.
It's Nautilus. But it disappeared over 10 years ago, out by Jupiter.
Oh, she can't have just drifted in again. We'd have tracked her.
Something has brought her back. What the hell was that?
That, I think, was the real call sign.
Whoever it was, they've killed the signal from the Nautilus.
Dan Dare, Operation Saturn, dramatized for radio by Patrick Chapman.
Look at that. Must be 50,000 people out there.
We're ready for you, Prime Minister.
Righto. Good afternoon. Thank you all for coming today. Welcome to Trafalgar Square. Today, we mark the first anniversary of VM Day. Victory over the Mekong. Many nations were subjugated by the alien menace, but we showed the world the people of Britain would not be defeated. Now, let us first salute the brave men and women of Interplanet Space Fleet. Sir Hubert, to you we owe our very freedom.
Thank you, PM.
Congratulations, sir. You saved the world.
Thank you, Digby. But one should never take for granted the gratitude of those in power.
Well, if I ever get the notion of running for office, just shoot me. Can't be doing with all that palaver. Now, the bloke our Prime Minister should be thanking isn't here, is he?
Indeed. What does he mean by not turning up? I suppose he thinks he's above it all. Matter of fact, he's not even above it all. I did offer him the flypast. Do you know what he said?
He's just busy, shining those medals you didn't give us, because the Mekong melted all our gold down to pimp his flying chair.
He said, sorry, too old for that kind of thing. Not sure if he was referring to me or to himself. Those 10 years your crew spent in teleport stasis.
Relatively speaking, it took years, officer.
And put years on me.
You're looking well on it, all the same. Don't you fret about Colonel Dare. I reckon he thinks this rally is a bit much.
Does he now? Where the devil is he anyway?
But we can all on this day of remembrance take heart in the fact that we remain undefeated.
That's enough of that. Computer. Record.
Recording.
Hello, Dad. Me again. I don't think you can hear it, but they're throwing a party in London. Trafalgar Square is mobbed. I suppose you can't blame them. But I'm sorry, I just couldn't bring myself to join in. Too many lost souls. Too much destruction. And we let the Mekong escape again. I let him escape. You'd have loved a parade, wouldn't you, Dad? God knows you deserved one.
Incoming from Hampson Station.
Put her on.
I see you're not resting on your laurels.
Laurels, Peabody? Why aren't you down there?
I have Space Fleet's new orbital HQ to break in.
She is a beauty. Thank you, Sondar.
Listen, Dan, something has come up. Last night, Ops monitored an unusual signal coming from lunar orbit. An Earth ship that ought to be lost, giving off an alien signal that definitely shouldn't be there.
The Mekong?
We're not sure. There's a full briefing tomorrow.
My place or yours?
My place. 1200 hours. Everyone's busy celebrating today. Well, almost everyone.
So you insist.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?